This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, so you're engaged.
Which is fucking awesome.
But now you got to figure out.
What the hell to wear.
Yeah, for those engagement photos.
Which, let's be real.
They're everywhere. Like, they're going to be on.
Save the dates.
The grandma's
fridge.
You name it.
You want those photos to be fire.
And you're probably like, what do I wear?
Right.
So we're diving into all that today.
We are.
With Engaged AF.
Both the podcast and the magazine.
We're going to hit those winter engagement photo looks.
Yeah.
Give you all the tips you need to kill it.
That's the goal.
Okay, so first up, layering.
Yes,
because it's winter. But Engaged AF, Coach,
is way beyond
just like
throwing a coat.
Yeah.
They're all about using layers to like create a whole look.
Not just
to stay warm.
Right.
So think textures.
Okay.
Like a chunky knit.
Over silk.
Exactly.
Or different lengths to add.
Some visual interest.
So like instead of just
a sweater and jeans.
Maybe a flowy skirt.
With boots. Yes. And they had some really practical tips, too.
Okay, lay it on me.
They recommend for women, like, a long, flowy skirt.
Yeah.
With tights and boots for, like,
cozy chic.
Yeah. And for guys, a nice fitted sweater over a collared shirt.
Okay. I love it.
You know?
Warm, but make it fashion.
Exactly.
And honestly, that's a good rule for
all of this. Like,
yeah.
You want to be comfortable.
Obviously.
But this is your chance.
To, like, play with your style.
Yes.
Speaking of playing with style,
mm-hmm.
Engaged AF had some ideas for those.
Who want to go?
Full glam.
Oh, yeah.
Give me all the
glam details.
Okay.
So they were thinking like rich fabrics.
Okay.
Like velvet and satin.
Ooh.
Especially in jewel tones.
I'm picturing like an emerald green dress.
Yes.
Against the snow.
So romantic.
So freaking romantic.
And for the guys?
Yeah.
A well-tailored suit with like a wool overcoat.
Power couple.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't forget the accessories.
Engaged AF was all about that.
Yeah, like statement earrings.
A killer cluck, a scarf.
Yeah, they really stress.
That those little details can elevate your look.
Take it from
man to damn.
Exactly.
But okay, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone's trying to
go full glam.
What about those of us who are
more low key?
Yeah.
They had some great casual looks too.
Think
Dirk jeans.
A stylish sweater.
A cozy jacket.
You can still look amazing.
Not being super dressed up.
Okay, I'm all about comfy.
Me too.
What kind of combos?
Did they suggest for women a cropped jacket?
Okay.
With a knit top and ankle, boots.
Easy.
Boom, done.
And guys?
Leather jacket over a Henley.
Love that.
Effortlessly cool.
Okay, so we've covered layering,
mm-hmm.
full glam,
yeah.
and casual.
What else?
What other styles did they recommend?
Well, they got into boho. Looks.
Oh.
You know those flowy maxi dresses?
Oh.
Maybe a faux fur vest.
Or big hat.
Yeah.
But is there such a thing as like too much flow?
Right. You don't want to look like.
I'm drowning in fabric.
Yeah. That's why they recommend sticking with neutral colors.
Like?
Rust, beige, ivory.
I'm always
good. Blues, boots in the winter.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So boho's an option.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
They got into patterns.
Okay. That's a good pattern. How do you do it without looking?
Like you're trying too hard?
Yeah.
Balance.
Okay.
So they suggested things like plaid,
mm-hmm.
herringbone,
okay.
even a subtle floral.
But the key is
one person walks the pattern.
And the other one
keeps it simple.
Solids?
Yes.
Don't overwhelm.
The camera.
Okay, what about color palettes?
For winter.
Yeah, what do they suggest?
Jewel tones were a big one.
We talked about those.
A little bit?
Yeah.
But they also threw out a really bold option.
What's that?
All white.
Whoa.
Like Snow Queen vibes.
I kind of love it.
Right?
It's so striking.
It can look really incredible against the snow.
Just maybe skip the coffee.
Before the shoot.
Right.
You don't want to spill.
I would be.
A walking coffee stain.
I know myself too well.
But seriously.
Yeah.
An all white look is super striking.
They did recommend that if one person's in all white.
The other should stick to darker tones.
So there's some
contrast.
Okay, that's really smart.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered a ton of style ideas.
We have.
But I feel like there's something
we need to address.
That's that.
Yeah.
It's easy to get like caught up
in all the trends
yeah.
and suggestions.
But these photos are about
you too.
Exactly.
And Engaged AF actually said that the most
Yeah.
important thing is
Yeah.
to stay true to yourself.
Yes. Like, if you're a jeans and t-shirt couple,
Own it.
if you love bold outfits,
Go for it.
it's your engagement shoot.
Not a fashion show.
You're gonna look back on these
For
photos.
years to come,
You want to see yourself
not some generic
of
version.
what you thought you should be.
Exactly.
Well said.
So we've covered a lot of ground here.
Layering camouflage
Oh.
patterns. They.
We've been busy.
We have. That's
But
not all.
there's more.
Engaged AF had some bonus tips.
Hit me with it.
Okay, so first up,
Yeah.
smart layering.
Smart layering. Oh, right.
And by smart, I mean like
Yeah.
thermal layers or fleece-lined
Choose
leggings.
warm with
The
pink.
bulk you don't want to
Yes.
look like.
The Michelin man.
Exactly.
Hey, what else?
Don't forget about your feet.
Oh, yeah.
Stylish boots are key.
They're practical.
And they complete the look.
No one wants to be wearing, like,
They're beat-up sneakers.
in these photos.
Right.
Oh.
They talked about accessories, again,
Yeah.
with a focus on balance.
Yeah.
Hats, gloves, scarves can be awesome, but don't overdo it.
Keep it chic.
Not like you're.
Going on an Arctic expedition. What
Exact.
other gems?
Bring a hair and makeup touch-up kit.
Real talk.
Winter weather can be brutal
No one wants raccoon eyes.
in their engagement
Yeah.
photos.
What else?
This one was a biggie. Coordinate don't match.
Oh, you want to complement each other,
Yes.
not look like you're wearing a couple's costume.
Right.
So if you're both wearing the same color,
Make sure the shades are different.
exactly.
Play with textures and patterns.
Yes.
Okay, love that. So, to our next source,
Yeah.
Engaged AF left us with a really thought-provoking question.
Ooh, I'm intrigued.
They asked what one element from everything we just talked about
Yeah.
speaks to your vision.
For your engagement shoot.
Yeah,
That's a good one.
it
It
is.
makes you think about
Yeah, what
which
vibe?
feeling you want to capture.
Exactly. And once you have that, all the other decisions become easier.
You got your style guide.
Now you just got to make it your own.
Make it your own.
Yes. And speaking of making it your own,
Okay.
that brings us to Engaged AF Magazine
Okay, I've got the podcast.
and the magazine.
Both Engaged AF. What
Yes.
did the magazine add?
To the conversation.
Gimme the good stuff. Well, first they talked about location.
Yeah.
Choosing a location that really reflects.
You two as a couple.
Exactly.
Don't be freezing your ass off on a beach in December
Yeah.
just because it looked cute on Pinterest.
Engaged AF magazine is all about finding locations
That have meaning.
to you.
Okay.
So maybe it's where you had your first date
Oh.
or a place that you guys love.
To just hang out.
Yeah, it's like your love story.
But make it a backdrop. I
Exactly.
love that.
They also talked about how important it is
Okay.
to find a photographer
Oh, hell yes.
who gets your
The
vision.
photographer can make or break.
These photos. So
Oh,
they suggest, like, looking at the photographer's portfolio,
yeah.
making sure their style
Not what
matches.
you're going for.
Yeah, you want someone who can, like, capture.
Those candid moments.
Exactly, not
Not stiff poses.
and also someone who's comfortable.
Shooting in the winter.
Yes, not all
Oh, we're
photographers.
down for that.
Okay.
Okay, back to outfits. The magazine echoed the podcast's advice about layering, but they took it.
A step further.
They're all about.
Strategic layering,
Oh.
not just for warmth,
Uh-huh.
but to create visual interest in your photos.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
So they suggest playing with different
Okay.
textures, lengths, and proportions.
So, like a chunky knit sweater over a flowy dress
Yes.
or a crop jacket with high-waisted pants.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they also talk about using layers to highlight.
Your best features, like a
Yes.
fitted jacket.
To show off your waist.
Ooh. Or a scarf to grab attention.
To your face.
Okay. Love it.
Yeah.
And they had some awesome tips.
For accessorizing?
Hit me with it.
Okay, so they're not afraid.
I have a little
A
bling.
little blank
Okay.
statement earrings. A bold necklace.
Even a cool hat,
Yeah.
just to add.
That extra oomph.
But I'm guessing they cautioned against going overboard.
Of course, you don't want to
Each one
outshine.
yourself.
The accessory shouldn't be.
The main event.
Exactly. It's all about balance.
Making a statement.
Be keeping it classy.
And don't forget, accessories can be practical too.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah, like gloves.
To keep your fingers warm.
Yeah, or a cute bag to hold all your.
Essentials.
Okay.
Now let's talk.
About hair and makeup.
Oh, yes. Engaged AF magazine had some.
Strong opinions.
They did.
Okay, spill it. What's their beauty philosophy?
They're all about embracing
natural beauty with a little extra
Polish, an elevated version
of your everyday look.
Yes.
They recommend hiring a professional.
Okay.
If you're not.
A makeup whiz.
Yeah, but they also give
some DIY tips.
They do.
Amy the goods.
So first, they really stressed prepping your skin.
Okay.
With a hydrating mask and moisturizer.
And forehand.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Winter can be rough.
On your skin.
Yes.
Okay, what else?
They also recommend waterproof makeup.
Just in case.
Just in case it snows.
Or things get emotional.
Exactly. You don't want to look like a hot mess.
In your photos.
And for hair,
yeah.
They say go for a style
okay.
that can handle the wind and cold.
So maybe skip the elaborate updo.
Unless you're sure it can withstand a blizzard.
Yeah.
A simple braid or a loose bun might be better.
A hairspray.
Lots of hairspray.
Definitely.
Okay.
One more thing.
Get me.
Engaged AF magazine tackle that I thought was super helpful.
Okay, what is it?
They gave some great advice.
Uh-huh.
For couples who want to coordinate their outfits.
Yes.
Without being too matchy-matchy.
That can be tricky.
It can.
Okay.
They recommend picking a color palette.
Okay.
You both love.
And then building your outfits around that.
Exactly.
So like if you're both into jewel tones,
mm-hmm.
maybe one person wears a deep emerald dress.
Yeah.
And the other rocks a navy suit with a burgundy tie.
Perfect example.
Complementing each other.
Without looking like you raided a uniform store.
And they also suggest playing with different patterns and textures.
Yes.
Within the same color family.
I love that idea. It adds visual interest.
Without being too over the top.
Yeah.
Shows you put some thought into it.
Without being too try hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Engaged AF magazine
yeah.
brought a lot of practical tips.
Uh-huh.
But they also had some deeper advice.
Okay, I'm all ears.
About what really matters.
In these photos.
Yeah, they basically said, chill out, have fun, and be yourselves.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Right.
These photos are about celebrating your love.
Not looking perfect.
Exactly.
Forget about trends or trying to impress anyone.
Yeah.
Just focus on being present with each other,
yeah.
enjoying the moment.
That's what makes these photos
so special.
Yeah, when you're genuinely happy and in love.
It shows.
It really does.
They're a snapshot of your love story.
Frozen in time.
And a reminder of the excitement and anticipation
you felt
as you start this new chapter together.
Okay. Enough with the mushy stuff.
Sorry.
Are you ready?
For our final source.
Hit me with it.
Okay.
This one's from The Knot.
The Knot.
Which is like the wedding Bible.
They know their shit.
When it comes to weddings.
They do.
And their article on winter engagement photo outfits is packed.
Clips.
And inspiring ideas.
Yes.
Okay, so what do they have to say?
Well, they really emphasize dressing for the weather.
Which might seem obvious.
Yeah.
But it's easy to get caught up in looking cute.
And forget about being practical.
Right. No one wants to look back at their photos.
And only remember how cold they were.
Exactly. So The Knot is all about
checking that forecast.
Yes.
And dressing accordingly.
And they also said to bring extra layers.
Just in case.
Always a good idea.
It is.
Okay. What about specific winter weather challenges?
Right.
Did they have any tips for those?
Yeah. If it's snowing, they said embrace it.
Okay.
Let the snowflakes fall on you. Have a snowball fight.
That sounds so
damn romantic.
And if it's super windy,
yeah.
choose a location that offers some shelter.
Be smart.
Yeah. No one wants to be battling hurricane force winds.
In their photos. And if it's freezing,
yeah.
take breaks to warm up in your car.
Or grab a coffee.
Exactly.
You got to prioritize your well-being.
No photo is worth getting frostbite for.
Seriously.
Okay. They also had some cool ideas
okay.
for incorporating winter elements
Ooh, like what?
To your photos.
Give me some examples.
They suggested using things like pine cones,
okay,
evergreen branches, even ice sculptures.
Ooh, that's festive.
As props.
I love it.
Right. It adds a touch of winter magic.
What else?
They also recommend playing with light and shadows
yeah.
to create dramatic effects.
Winter light can be...
so beautiful.
At golden hour?
Yes. And they even suggest incorporating
right.
some movement.
Like what kind of movement?
Into your photos.
Yeah.
Things like twirling,
okay.
walking hand in hand,
great.
Or just laughing together.
I love that.
Adds so much life and energy.
to the photos.
Exactly. The Knot also had some great advice
yeah.
about what to wear.
Okay, but do they have any fresh insights?
That we haven't heard yet.
Yeah.
Well, they really emphasize
yeah.
choosing colors that complement
your skin tone
and hair color.
You want to look your best.
Exactly. And they also said to consider the backdrop.
When choosing your outfit colors.
Yes.
So, like, don't wear white in a snowy landscape.
You'll blend right in.
You'll disappear.
And if you're shooting in a forest.
Yeah.
Maybe choose earthy tones.
That complement the surroundings. Smart. What about accessories?
Did they have any advice on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, they suggested choosing accessories
okay.
that add a pop of color or texture.
Like a bright scarf or a statement necklace.
Exactly. And they said to choose accessories
yeah.
that reflect your personal style.
So if you're like a boho babe.
You might wear a floppy hat.
And layered necklaces.
Yeah.
Well, if you're more glam.
You might go for sparkly earrings and a chic clutch.
Okay, love it.
The Knot also had some tips for dealing with cold weather beauty challenges.
Tell me more.
Okay, so they suggested using a lip balm with SPF.
To protect your lips.
From the cold and wind.
Smart chapped lips are not a good look.
Nope. They also recommended using a setting spray.
To keep your makeup in place.
Yeah. No one wants their foundation melting off.
Halfway through the shoot.
And they even suggest bringing a small mirror.
Okay.
And touch-up kit.
For on-the-go fixes.
Yes.
Now that's thinking ahead.
It is.
Okay, so it sounds like the Knot really covered all the bases.
They did.
When it comes to winter engagement photo outfits.
They gave us practical advice, style inspiration.
And even some tips.
Dealing with.
Those winter weather challenges.
Yes.
Awesome. I think we've pretty much exhausted.
All of our sources.
In this topic.
We've covered everything from layering and accessorizing.
To choosing the right location and photographer.
Yeah.
And we even got into the nitty gritty details of hair and makeup.
And those cold weather beauty struggles.
So what does all this mean
for
you?
Dear listener.
What have we learned from this deep dive?
Winter engagement photo outfits.
Yeah. What's the takeaway?
I think the biggest takeaway
is that there's no right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
It's about finding what works for you two.
As a couple.
And reflects your unique style and personality.
Whether you go for glam or casual boho or classic, the most important thing is that you feel comfortable and confident
in your outfits.
And that you're having fun.
Yes.
Because these photos are a celebration of your love.
They should capture that joy and excitement.
That you feel.
About starting this new chapter together.
And don't forget to choose a photographer who gets you.
Yes.
Who can capture your love story.
In a way that feels authentic.
Exactly. The photographer is such an important part.
Of the equation.
Okay, now, before we wrap up, I have one final thought for you.
What is it?
I think it's important to remember.
Okay.
That these photos are just a small part.
Of your overall?
Wedding journey.
Yes. Don't get so caught up in the details.
That you forget to enjoy the process.
Because the real magic happens when you say, I do.
And start building your life together.
That's so true.
The engagement photos are just a little preview.
Of the amazing adventure that lies ahead.
And that's something worth celebrating.
Absolutely. All right, so we've talked outfits, locations, photographers, hair makeup, the whole shebang.
The whole nine yards.
We've covered everything you need to like...
crush your winter engagement photos.
We basically give you the playbook.
Yeah.
But before we wrap up,
yeah,
there's one more thing that like all three of our sources mentioned.
Okay.
And it's something I think is really important.
What's that?
It's about the energy you bring to the shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Like the mindset.
They all emphasize that like relax, have fun, be yourselves.
Yeah.
They said the best photos come from
those genuine moments.
Not from like trying to force a pose.
Yeah, no one wants to look
stiff and awkward.
It's like you can practically feel the discomfort
radiating off the page.
Right.
So ditch the Pinterest pressure.
Yeah.
And just focus on enjoying the time.
With your partner.
Engaged AF put it best.
Okay, how'd they say it?
They said, think of the shoot as a fun date.
Not a chore.
Yeah.
I love that.
It should feel like a celebration.
Not a performance.
Exactly. And remember, it's totally okay.
To be silly.
To laugh. To let your personality shine through.
Yes. This is about capturing your love story.
Not some generic.
Picture perfect version of it.
And honestly, the more relaxed and comfortable you are, the more those photos are going to reflect.
Who you truly are as a couple.
Exactly.
Okay. So before we sign off,
I
have one last piece of advice.
Okay.
And it's something I feel really strongly about.
I'm all ears.
Don't be afraid to break the rules.
Ooh. I like where you're going with this.
We've given you tons of tips and inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately...
this is your shoot.
If you want to wear bright colors instead of jewel tones...
go for it.
If you'd rather rock a leather jacket and sneakers...
do it.
Make it your own.
Screw the rule book.
Because at the end of the day...
the most important thing...
is that your photos reflect your unique love story.
And that you have a blast creating them.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So.
There you have it. our deep dive into winter engagement photo outfits.
We've covered everything
you need to know to make your photos unforgettable and, most importantly, true to you.
Remember, have fun, feel confident, and let that love shine through.
And go out there and rock those photos, lovebirds.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.